Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 6 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast, brought to you by the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society. My name is Mark Labar. I'm with you once again this month, and you know, we got a real special show for you today. I got a chance to sit down with the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society president, Mr. Stan Majowski, and talk to him about what's going on in the community now and what's coming up in the near future, and also some of his plans going forward. You know, I've known Stan for a very long time, and we've worked together in lots and lots of different capacities, and so it was nice to be able to sit down and chat about some of the things that he wants to see develop in the community over the next little while and during his presidency. So we have that for you. It's a bit of a lengthy interview, but stick around. There's some really, really great stuff in there. We also have some news from right here in Winnipeg, as well as some great music for you, so stick around. All right, folks, I'm sitting here with Stan Majowski, president of the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, and we're here today to talk about a few things upcoming in the community. So, Stan, do you want to mention some of the events coming up? This is going out on February 12th, so maybe a few things in sort of March, April, into the summer a little bit.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me on the podcast as well. Before I start, a very happy new year to all our members and all our friends who are listening. We do have a very busy year planned this year. We had a 4 new board members come on board, and we're very happy to have them and their ideas coming forward. Looking into the winter, you know, February 12th, this podcast will be released on the 11th or 12th, but we're looking at another installment of our bingo. This is in our church hall. It's a real fun event. It bridges a lot of generations. We got everything from children to grandparents playing in this fun game of bingo. And, you know, it's always nice to take a little bit more money home in your pocket from church rather than leaving it all behind. So it was nice in the December bingo. I know Matt and Mary Sobochan were the big winners, and they took over $150 home as part of the jackpot game.
Nice.
So it's a nice little event. Brings people together, and you know, they're here after church anyways already, so it's not a special trip to the church,
right?
Which is a good event. Looking toward March, we had the date planned originally March 11th. That's most likely not going to work because of some personal commitments for people who are organizing it. Marty and Miranda Terry are putting together a trivia night competition, and it's going to move to either March 4th or March 18th. They're looking at their calendars to see when it'll happen, but we'll certainly announce it via email to our members. Again, a fun night. We've done this in the past with a company called Quizmasters, and Marty and Miranda said, you know, we could do that same type of work, and we could save ourselves some money, and they've done the work at our volunteer dinners, and it's been a lot of fun. So you know, we're going to try and do that again this year, and you know, get young people, get all sorts of generations together and participate going forward on that.
And they are super fun because you can get, you know, lots of different skill sets and lots of different, it's not just one type of trivia. There's trivia from across the board. So you kind of want a team that's a good diverse mix of, you know, older people, younger people. You know, there's some pop culture stuff that other people might not know about, so it's good to have that mix of generations of people.
That is entirely true, because you know what? You don't want all sports experts on your team, because they're not going to know nothing about current events or entertainment. Don't ask me what the Kardashians are doing. I have no idea. But, you know, you're right. You need a broad team, and I know last few times, I think we've had at least 6 or 7 teams. We usually have a little bit of baking, some pop, and some dainties and coffee available. So it's a fun evening. And, you know, by that time in March, we're all kind of getting a little stir-crazy in our homes a little bit. Time to get out, maybe. Hopefully the weather will be turning around. I know we have an awful lot of snow to melt this this springtime. But hopefully people will make some time in March. With Easter being very late this year, March looks like a good time to do that. And then looking forward to April, we're going to do our last bingo of the season on April 2nd. And then Easter's in the middle of the month, and then after Easter, we'll be having our CSCS meeting. So, you know, we're having a very busy first quarter of the year between our membership drive, between our just concluded Colina sausage-making sale. some bingos and some fun evenings to get together. So I think it will be a very fruitful and a very enjoyable first quarter for the CSCS and their members and friends.
So for people who are interested, what's the cost of participation for things like the bingo and the quiz night, if we know that already?
So for bingos, I know if you play one set of cards, and a set of cards is three cards actually, for all 11 games, it'll cost you $15. Prizes are 50-50. So the more people that come, the bigger the prizes, both for the jackpot game and for the regular games. Quizmasters or the trivia night, I'm going off the top of my memory. I think last year was $15 or $20 per person. I would imagine it would be in that same ballpark as well. It's important. I really take the viewpoint that we have to make money on events we do in a community. I mean, we support a lot of programs. We have lots of bills to pay. We have property taxes. We have insurance costs. We have upkeep of our picnic grounds. It costs money to run those things. We don't take the view we want to gouge people. We want to give them fair value for their money. But we also have to make a little bit of money to support our programs that we want to put on as part of the CSCS as well. So I think it's fun. It's affordable family entertainment, and we're always trying to keep that in mind as well.
Awesome. Yeah, and I've been to a couple of these events, and I've been to the trivias, and they're always a blast. They're really, really fun. I know in the summertime, we do our picnics starting in May, I think.
This year it'll be June.
Do you want to, maybe for those of us who have never been to a picnic, or for the people who are listening who have never been to a picnic, do you want to explain a little bit about what that's going to look like just on a regular basis?
So our picnic's held at our picnic ground just outside of Lorette. We will be sending emails out announcing the picnics. We do have an electronic version of a map on how to get there. I also have GPS coordinates, so if you don't know how to get there, you could plug it into your smartphone or to your GPS, and it has worked for some people, so that's a great thing. First of all, last year the picnics were incredibly well attended. My thanks to all our members and our friends who came. It's very heartwarming when you put an event on and there's lots of people there participating in the event. The volunteers were wonderful. The attendees were great. I even remember for our June picnic, we had a new set of members driving all the way from Regina that day. Wow. They drove Saturday night into Winnipeg. They came to our picnic. They had a wonderful time with their son. And then after the picnic, they drove home. And, so when I hear people saying it's a long way to go for us here in Winnipeg, picture the drive from Regina.
Just to put it in perspective.
Go into perspective. But, I will be asking Father again to say Mass for us at the picnic ground. That seems to be very popular, popular addition to the picnic. Some people get to sleep in on those days. Father will say Mass. We're known for our barbecued pork, barbecue chicken. I mean, other than Folklorama and picnics, it's very hard to get it in our community. So we will definitely be roasting some whole pigs and some chickens. The ladies in the kitchen will be making their salads. And last year we tried something new. We brought desserts to the picnic ground. So I know for the Father's Day picnic last year, we had some strudel available. And in the September picnic, we had some medanyaki available for sale, and they seem to be very popular with the buying public as well. So we're looking at probably doing something along those lines as well. So this year, Father's Day is Sunday, June 18th. So that's our traditional Father's Day, and we tie it in with Slovenski Dan picnic. June 25th is Slovenia's Independence Day, so we try and tie them together that way. So usually we get one or two or sometimes three of our dance groups performing there as well. We try and have a little bit of a cultural program celebrating the culture of Slovenia. I know the ladies of the community, they always buy a few bottles of brandy, and they toast the fathers with that, and I think they buy some pepperoni sticks. So it's just a fun day to get together. Hopefully the weather cooperates, although last year the weather cooperated, but there was a monsoon the day before. So
right.
It was really cool last year because as organizing these picnics, you never know what's going to happen, who's going to show up. And when you saw the people coming, it was wonderful. And I'm sure 90% of the people there were just walking around in their bare feet. There's no sense wearing shoes because everything was going to be wet.
Yeah.
The dancers, I remember them dancing in their Prekmurya costume, and let's just say they were very muddy, so some Clorox or Javix was used to clean them. But it creates memories.
Yeah.
Creates memories, people walking around in their bare feet, getting their feet wet, the young adults dancing. So we're looking forward to doing something a little different again, but traditionally, we try and keep our picnics the same. People know what to expect, and we know what we're doing there. So June 18th is the Father's Day Slovenski Dan picnic. And then after Folklorama, we'll have our second picnic of the year on Sunday, September the 10th. And this is just a nice picnic to wind down after the summer. By September 10th, the kids are in school for their first week already. Everyone's kind of finished their holidays. So it's a good opportunity just to get together. Folklorama has been over for a couple of weeks, so you know, we're kind of itching to maybe get together again, so we're looking at September 10th for our picnic as well. And then not necessarily a picnic, but using our picnic grounds, we're looking at July 15th or 16th. Miranda Terry, our director of youth, will be putting on another kids camp.
Okay.
And what we're doing here is we're trying to impart on the children in our community a little bit about their Slovenian culture. So Miranda and her team strive to put together a program that highlights the different regions of Slovenia. I know they do some scavenger hunts with a theme of every province. They certainly are cooking a little bit with the Slovenian flair as well. So they also teach a little bit of language, you know, to say some of the common phrases like good day or thank you or you're welcome. So it's tying in a little bit of trying to reinforce to the youth of our community that, you know, this is a Slovenian community. And, you know, there's a lot of history in Slovenia that, you know, we're not really necessarily aware of all the time. So Miranda does a good job in trying to parlay that to our youth. We still don't know at this time. It depends on the feeling of the attendees, whether it'll be an overnight activity or whether it'll just be a one-day activity. And the real neat part about that is that's sponsored by the ethnocultural grant that we get from the province of Manitoba as well. So they're very anxious to help us in that type of program, also in with our dance groups, to help our dance groups as well. So the province of Manitoba is very helpful to us in supporting our programs that we could put on for our members as well.
Awesome. And you mentioned it already, August is going to be Folklorama once again this year. I know details are pretty light right now in terms of, you know, who's doing what and all that kind of information. Do you maybe speak to what's going to be going on for Folklorama this year in a really general sense?
I'd love to. Actually, the first thing I want to do is I want to make all our members and friends aware that when we published our calendar in the December time period, we assumed that we were going to be first week of Folklorama because we always flip between second and first week. So we published that we were going to be open the first week, but I just received our approved application form from Folklorama, and we're actually going to be the second week this year. So we're going to be open from Sunday, August 13th through Saturday, August 19th. Now, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, folks, because the Canada Games are in Winnipeg that summer, mm-hmm. and the first week we would be in competition with the Canada Games as well. So maybe there'll be a little bit of fatigue in the second week with the population in Winnipeg, but I think from our perspective, you know, it's while it's wonderful to have another event like the Canada Summer Games in Winnipeg, as a community, it's sometimes hard to compete against something that large as well. So from a second week perspective, I think that's a good fit. So we're looking at Sunday, August 13th and 19th. We're just kicking up for 2017. As some of our members saw, there was an email going out. We're looking for a coordinator still. And once we get the coordinator in place, we will start reaching out to form our committees. And all I'll ask of all of our friends and all of our members is if someone's asking you for help, take some time to consider the that person is coming to you for help. They're not doing it to slough off their work on you. They legitimately need some help. And as all of you know, Folklorama is a pretty large endeavor for a community of our size. But I think we do an absolutely fabulous job with it. And whether you're asked to head up a department or whether you're asked to help out during a day or two or maybe even the entire week, take some time, consider what we're doing this for. We're doing, you know, to support our culture, showcase our culture to people of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and across the world. And it's an opportunity for us to gather and acknowledge that we have a common trait here that we want to do. We want to support our culture. We want to showcase it. So if you are asked, all I'll just ask you is give us some consideration. It's a lot of fun. I'm not going to kid you. It's a lot of work.
Yes, it is.
But it is a lot of fun. You know, I always look back at Folklorama, and I always look and I see the kids dancing. I see the singers singing. I see the ladies cooking, the men barbecuing. Everyone last year had a wonderful time. So, you know, consider saying yes this time rather than looking for an excuse not to do something this time. But we're looking forward to it. We have made an application to be at Sargent Park School again. That was a really nice venue for us last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking forward to returning to Sargent Park. And as I said, we'll be open on the 13th of August, and we'll conclude our Folklorama on the 19th of that year. A little late this year, but we're looking forward to a very successful week of Folklorama.
And if people want to get in contact with you regarding if they want to volunteer and reach out, they can reach you through the CSCS website.
That's the easiest way. Email us as info@canadiansylvanian.mb.ca. And either the secretary, Luke Majowski, or myself, we will get back to you and we'll reply to you there as well. So that information will also be coming out in emails as we send out as we're forming our teams. But definitely, if you are interested in volunteering, do that. Or I'm pretty sure in the summertime, we'll also be announcing Folklorama on our Twitter page and on our Facebook page. So I'll give a little plug there. I think for Facebook, our handle is the CSCS, and for Twitter, it's CSCSWPG. So it's a new way we're trying to communicate with our members and with our friends, and I think it's proving to be very a very viable and a very fruitful way to communicate as well. So between Facebook, Twitter, email, there's many ways to reach us, and I'm sure we'll put on a great pavilion again this year.
Yeah, and also don't be afraid if you're here at church and you see one of the members of the executive.
Definitely.
Walk up and say hello and make yourself known.
We try and come up to all our members and say hello and engage with them as well, but you know, there's 160 of you and there's only 7 of us, so you know, the ratio doesn't work that way, but we're always looking for help. Whether it's even at setup or breakdown, it's just a reason for us to get together and showcase our culture. And honestly, to give our kids something to do. You know, the kids need something to do. We created our memories at Folklorama when we were younger, running around the church and having fun like that. I always view it that it's my turn to give back to the youth now. It's, you know, they need to create their memories so that when they come into an opportunity to become a board member, you know, they'll have some memories and they'll see what this community is about. And we're seeing that now. I mean, other than myself, everyone else on the board is definitely under 40. I would maybe even say maybe under 35. I think 5 of the members are under 30. So we got a good core group, and a lot of it started with Folklorama, with picnics, getting people involved, and you know, getting them proud and proud to support and showcase their Slovenian culture.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe we can like transition this into sort of maybe our last sort of topic. And I think one of the things that when people get involved in a community like this, or what scares people away from getting involved, is they think that they're just going to be unloaded with a whole heap of responsibility and then thrown to the wolves in terms of making it work. And that's really not the case, that there is a sort of support structure in place. There's sort of mentorship going on where people who have done the work before are helping the new people. And like you said, you have a board that's very young right now, but there's people around them that are saying, no, this is how maybe how we should do this. And there's some support and mentorship going on. So we talked about sort of the short term. Maybe could you mention a little bit about some of your plans in terms of the big picture, long-term kind of scope? I think you sort of alluded to it already in terms of getting the youth more involved and creating an atmosphere for them, but maybe could you elaborate a little bit on maybe some of your long-term goals for this community and where you'd like to see the community go in the next couple of years?
So that's an excellent question. Well, what I would say first of all is I'm a big and huge supporter of the mentorship in our community. Just this past year, I've concluded a leadership seminar for our community. It was well attended. I think over a dozen people came, and it was a wonderful opportunity for me to parlay some of my skills and my knowledge to the next generation in our community. I've learned by getting a little bit older, everyone volunteers the way they want to volunteer. Let's be honest, folks. There's some people that just show up at Folklorama.
Mm-hmm.
There are other folks that are here every Sunday, and there are folks that are in the middle. And you know what? It's okay. Everyone can volunteer and help that is best suited for themselves and best suited for their families. You know, we can't be saying, you know, well, I'm here all the time. Why isn't that person here all the time?
Mm-hmm.
There's extenuating circumstances. Everyone has different reasons to belong and when they want to belong. What we have to do is we have to welcome everyone when they do come.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Say hello to them. Welcome them back. You know, kibitz with them. It's always nice to have a little bit of fun. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Where you been? You know, but we don't have to make it nasty or anything like that. So what I'd like to see in our community in the next few years, growth and youth. This past year, our memberships increased from 130 to 160 people.
Wow.
We're looking, I'm always trying to get more. So we're looking to maybe get 175 members. Now, that doesn't include children. With children, we're over 200 members. But my goal is to grow that base. If you got a strong base, you got more people to pull on, you could do more things. So I'm a big believer in getting people involved with the community. And I see this year we already have a number of new members stepping up and wanting to become part of our community. And I'm a big proponent of don't ask what the community is going to do for you, but why do you want to belong to this community? You know, no one ever, when you go to an outside person, no one ever asks what you do at Folklorama, but why do you do it? And everyone has their own reasons, you know, whether it's showcasing the culture, whether it's the togetherness, whether it's just to get out for a week. You have to do that. So I'm a big proponent of growth. I want to see our youth involved. And we're seeing that now. They're becoming involved. They're taking on leadership responsibilities. I'm viewing my role is to try and guide them, point them in the right direction. I don't have all the answers. I had a hard time spelling Facebook and Twitter. I'm not a social media guy. But, you know, we got some really talented people in this community. And we have to give them the responsibility, but we also have to make sure we give them the guidance so that they have the tools, they have the skills to be successful for themselves and for the community. So my goal in the next 2 years is to try and suck in as much knowledge and as much experience from other people to see what do they want. These bingos were not my idea. The seniors came up to me and said, we always play bingo in our old apartments or our condo comp. Why don't we do something here? So you people have the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring them to the table. I'm not guaranteeing we're going to do them in the next 6 months or 12 months. It may take 18 or 24 months. As an example, my son Luke wanted to do Colina last week. And that was about a year and a half odyssey for him. We just could never fit it into the calendar somehow. Mm-hmm. So we want to grow this community. We want to have events. And we want people to grow. And if you grow in the community, you're going to grow in your personal life. You're going to grow in your relationships. You're going to grow within your family. And I think a lot of the skills you learn in this community are portable to your work environments too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want our youth to be successful. And if I could aid in some small way in doing that, that's what I want to do in the next year, 2 or 3 years, is not hand the responsibilities over to them, because that's not fair. You know, they're going to be very busy in the next number of years, getting married, having children, whatever it takes for them. But we have to be there to support them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not there to squash ideas. Let's take ideas. Let's make them happen. And some will work, some won't work. But if we are together and we're trying new stuff, that's a great thing. And I'll come back to this. That's what the government of Manitoba wants to see when we're doing our grant program.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they were tickled pink that we did Idria Lace classes that are going on right now. And, you know, they learned where Idria is, and they learned what Slovenian bobbin lacing is.
Yep.
And, you know, hopefully some money will be coming for that as well. So my goal, grow the base, get the youth involved, get their ideas, get everyone's ideas in place, and let's make this community successful, not just for me, not just for the executive, but for the whole community. And people, all we'll ask of you is give us your time at times. Come out and support us, and enjoy the camaraderie, enjoy the fellowship in the community, and you know, let's create some memories over the next couple of years.
Awesome. Well, just before we go, is there anything else that you want to plug? Maybe the website is canadianslovenian.mb.ca, and all the information that we talked about in this show is going to be up on that website at one point or another. Maybe in the, I think they do it in sort of like 6 week kind of increments. Anything else you want to plug before we?
Yeah, go to our website. The calendar is updated now with all the dates. We'll have to be modifying them already based on what I've said a little bit, but that's okay. We do try and communicate a lot via email. Sorry if you get too many emails from us, but I always say you can never communicate too much. And so sometimes we do get, we bombard you with some emails, but we view it important for you to be knowledgeable. So we will announce events well ahead of time so you're aware of them. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you. Look up our Twitter. Look up our Facebook. There's links on our website as well. I will say in the next couple months, we're going through a little bit of a rebranding exercise. Our website, our Facebook, our Twitter kind of all grew up on their own little aisleway.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of have a common look, okay. Common pictures, you know, a common feel to our community as well. Because you go on Twitter, you go on Facebook. You go on our website, it just feels and looks different. So Sabrina Simonich, who does our social media, Eric Stegna, who does our website, they're going to get together with some of my wishes, and we're going to see how we can make our presence on the internet known a little bit better. But folks, it's just wonderful to work with you folks. You know, I can't say enough things, the good things about you. You're hard workers. And I'm looking forward to a very, very successful 2017.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming out and doing the show. And like I said, if anybody needs to get in contact with you through the website, come see you here at Mass, you know, phone call, anything like that, you know, put yourself out there and get out there and do the things that you love.
And one more thing. Thank you, Mark. I want to thank you. You are a prime example of what I've been looking for in this community. This podcast was your idea. It was many years in the works as well.
It was.
Because we were talking about it for many, many years.
Yes, it was.
And now was the right time to do it.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, this is something you took on. Other than sending you announcements once a month, you run with it. You do a great job with the music.
Thank you.
You do a great job with the news, with the community announcements. So my thanks to you for putting in the time and the effort to do this as well. So,
thank you very much.
Job well done.
Okay, perfect. And we'll come back and hit you with some music just after this. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I want to thank Stan Majewski for allowing me to do that interview with him. It was a really, really great time. We have a couple events coming up in our community. By the time this goes to air in sort of mid-February, a few big things will have passed. The Colina at the beginning of February, as well as the bingo, which will be happening the day this gets released. But looking forward into March, we have, as Stan said, a trivia on March 18th at 6 o'clock p.m., on April 2nd, we have another bingo at the church. And then on April 23rd, we have a CSCS meeting at 11 o'clock a.m. in the church hall. And, you know, the CSCS is still doing their membership drive, so I highly recommend everybody go out, pick up their membership, support the community, and you know, talk to any of the members on the board, and they'll be able to get you set up for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. I'm going to close the show right now. I'm going to play you a double dose of Slovenian music, something old and something new. First up, we have a very classic song by Slavko Ausenik called Zakratek Čas. And if you don't know who Slavko Ausenik is, he is, again, one of those great pioneers of traditional Slovenian music, a 40-year career spanning thousands of songs, and his one most famous song, Nagolici, is considered to be the most
played instrumental song in the world. And we actually use that song as part of our intro for the show. And so, you know, I use it because it is such an impressive composition and something that means so much to so many Slovenian people. And after that, we're going to play something really, really contemporary by a band called Billy C. They used to be known as Billy's Private Parking, and they changed their name a couple of years ago. And the song I'm going to play for you is called Orion. And this group comes from Slovenia. It's sort of like a crossover. One of the guys who put it together spent some time in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, composing music, and then came back to Slovenia and set up camp in Ljubljana and you know, corralled a couple of other artists to help him put this this band together, and they've won many awards for their compositions for different songs and topped many charts all across Europe. And so the song is called Orion and the band is Billy C. Billy, and it's S-I at the end. Really great tune. I want to thank you once again for listening. My name is Mark Labar, and again, on behalf of myself and the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, I hope you have a great month and we'll see you next time. Thank you.